Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is not using the law as a sword, but as a shield. The Prime Minister was making reference to the proposed amendment to the Public Health Act, where regulations will be put in place for persons within certain jobs who will have a choice to be vaccinated or not.
There is an amendment to the Public Health Act so that we can avoid any controversies in the making of regulations, where the regulation is going to require that certain public sector jobs, that is to say jobs both in the central government and also in the state enterprises, particular jobs would have a requirement of taking the vaccine. It's not mandatory. Nobody is forcing you to take it in the sense that if you don't take it, there'd be a criminal penalty or some kind of civil penalty. But when those regulations are made after this particular act, after the amendment is passed tomorrow, and these regulations would be for the period of the emergency. There's a public health emergency as a consequence of the pandemic, a legal public health emergency which has been declared. We haven't declared a state of emergency to take away people's fundamental rights and so on. No curfew, no state of emergency, you know, no lockdown, none of those things. You know, we have not been using the laws as a sword, but really as a shield. And in the same way, it wouldn't be mandatory, the vaccine, but you'd have a choice. That if you're working in particular jobs, this is for the regulations, that's not for the bill tomorrow. I'm talking openly and honestly what is our intention with the regulations. For instance, in the area of the frontline worker, health workers, doctors and nurses, a fisherman may decide that he ain't taking the vaccine. A farmer may decide that he ain't taking the vaccine. A casual worker may say that, listen, I'm cutting a yard, I'm doing this, I'm taking the vaccine. Though they should. But even those workers themselves, if they go into the hospital, they go into a clinic, would want to know that who's giving them injection, that at accident and emergency, who's coming on the wards to deal with them, which is a very intimate thing, that they should be vaccinated.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, the Guyana Teachers Union said it will resist any attempt by the authorities to make mandatory the vaccination of teachers ahead of the new school term that begins in September. And in Trinidad and Tobago, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 39,162. Internationally, research suggests that children who become ill with coronavirus rarely experience long-term symptoms, with most recovering in less than a week. King's College London scientists say that while a small group may experience prolonged illness, they were reassured that the number was low. Meanwhile, former U.S. President Barack Obama has scaled back plans for a big birthday party amid a rise in COVID infections nationwide. But as the highly contagious Delta variant has led to a surge in new infections, Mr. Obama has announced plans to scale back the event. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.